Hello again, Power Hour Nation. Wayne Elliott here from beautiful Lake Erie, north shore of Lake Erie in Canada. Just grateful again to be with you and honored to be your host again today. We are going to have two guests today, one a naturopath, Miss Nicole Gardner, and later in the show, my old friend and former back catcher, Vince Scott, to talk about health and talk a lot about what's going on today. I've always appreciated Vince's insight into things and perspective. The news today is for me, it's been a little upsetting. I read this morning where there was, if it's true now, a Supreme Court case to make vaccinations in the United States mandatory. And then from our lead doctor, Dr. Tam, Lady Dr. Tam, she's the head of our health services, the same thing, that vaccinations should be mandatory. And what was most upsetting, folks, was they then, as she spoke, showed film clips of people arresting people, handcuffing them. Now, this hasn't happened. These are film clips of other people for other things, I'm sure, being arrested, handcuffed, put into police cruisers, as Dr. Cam spoke in the background over these films, and talked about how the government could institute regulations and laws to intern people, to forcibly isolate them, quarantine them, if they would not get the vaccine. And it went on then to show a video of cars and trucks lined up on a bridge, and her voice over the video saying that people could be detained and couldn't leave their cities, couldn't enter other places or other countries or be allowed to leave Canada and so forth. It sure didn't sound like democracy to me, and very upsetting to me, truthfully. This whole notion of mandatory vaccines, the first thing I don't understand, folks, is this. If the vaccinations are going to immunize or protect people from getting, let's say, this coronavirus, yeah, that's what they're talking about just now, then why would they be concerned about those who chose not to be vaccinated? If they're protected by the vaccination, then wouldn't it only be those who refused to be vaccinated who were apparently at risk, if the vaccination theory is a good one? But there'll be many people, I read about it all the time, I have my own thoughts on it, there'll be a tremendous number of people who do not want to be vaccinated with a cocktail of various viruses. And I think understandably so. But to make it mandatory, I'm not getting it. I must be missing something here, because why would someone who's been protected, if they have any faith in these vaccines, and by the way, vaccines are never trialed for 5 years. They're developed in these emergency situations. And, you know, folks, they haven't been tried. The ones that have existed for 32 years have not been trialed since. There have been, not formally by the creators at least, there have been other studies done. One I read that said these kinds of vaccines, notwithstanding any good they may well do, have killed millions of people. Now that does add up for me when we choose to inject ourselves with the very things that we're trying to prevent. Nature does that for us, folks. Nature does that for us. Let's face it, our bodies there's a tremendous quantity of virus, bacteria, and so forth in our bodies to start with. It's part of our makeup. And how we get our immune strength, one of the ways at least that we become protected against such things, is natural exposure to them. When we go out, I was out with my oldest grandbaby yesterday, and she just loves digging on the beach, and she's got the plastic rakes and shovels, and we're digging away and looking for beach glass and so forth. That's the ways that our immune systems naturally get strengthened. I'm sure we were exposed to all kinds of creatures on that beach that we couldn't see yesterday. But again, this is how we get immune strength and how we are protected against getting every single thing that comes along. Now, we already have many of these things in us. Like they say, we have cancer cells in us. But if our immune system, or it's when our immune system weakens, that they can overcome us. And that's everything from a cold, a flu, all the way up to all the various cancers. Our immune system, our body is the most incredible thing that nature created, the human body. 50,000 miles of arteries and veins, for example. It's hard to believe, really. But it just really illustrates how every single cell in our body needs blood. It's the main deal. It's the energy. It's the life. And so it is hard to conceive 50,000 miles of it inside each one of us. But and right down to tiny ones, I suspect you could hardly see some of these tiny ones going to our skin and so forth. But our immune system is our defense department, and I don't think there's anyone on earth that understands the defense department better than the folks of the United States. You guys protect the free world, thank goodness. I can tell you this Canadian is most grateful for that. I've been a part of recycling most of our Navy. All our large warships have not been yet replaced. So America plays an incredibly important role in world peacekeeping and, you know, the strongest ally any other country can ever have is the United States of America. But this whole notion of mandatory vaccines, I got to tell you, after 5 years and considerable expense of training myself, I didn't train myself, I mean training I had, both of self-awareness and staying in the present moment and focus and so forth. I'm pretty trained not to be anxious and not to be able to deal with stress and so forth. But I got to admit that I'm feeling it, and you know, I'm feeling it most. My heart's bleeding for the folks out of work. That's especially bleeding for the ones that have either been notified that their job's no longer there, the restaurant's closed, or whatever the situation is, all the uncertainty, the financial uncertainty for people. So I can imagine the anxiety that's being felt by so many, and my heart goes out to every one of you. If I'm feeling this, then I know, and I'm a lucky fellow. I'm still working. I'm getting paid. I'm not hurting personally that way like so many millions of people are now. And so, you know, my heart goes out to you. We've got to do our best not to be anxious and stressed, and try to focus on the good things, the love of family and good friends, the love of America. Gratefulness on what we do have. These are tough times, and we don't even have our lives as what was normal at this point. I do hope that returns, never mind this new normal. But I don't think there's ever been a time, folks, where we need help, each of us or most of us. But certainly each of us, when it comes to supplementation, it's tough to eat a lot of good natural food today because it doesn't exist. 93% of the items on the grocery store shelves are or contain genetically modified or man-made foods. We're surrounded by man-made chemicals right in our own homes, not to mention the 160,000 commercial airplane flights a day, the who knows how many million automobiles. Air pollution, water pollution, China, you know, polluting at a rate the world has never seen, with 4,500 coal-burning electricity plants. They make 700% more. They manufacture seven times the amount of new steel that the United States of America does. That's something to get your head around. From zero steel manufactured 30 years ago, they now manufacture seven times more than America, which is the number two steel-making nation. And, of course, all of this creates heat and help to heat up our environment quicker. The pollution is something else. It's now, you know, in their defense, they have a lot more people than most other, well, than all other countries do. India is second. I think America's third, a distant third. But really, the disrespect for the environment, and there is no wall, folks. There's no wall that holds the air from traveling around the world. There's no bulkheads in the ocean that stops the water from traveling and traveling in the currents. And you know, it's just something. And now this coronavirus, and it breaks out in China. And when do the rest of the world hear about it? You know, when it was too late to properly help ourselves. Some of the various agendas that seem to be underfoot here these days are distressing. I think most people don't know what to believe. You've got opposites. You're hearing information and the readings and videos that are just diametrically opposed to one another. I don't understand the need or the benefit of the fear-mongering. I truly don't. My God, if it happened that this is all about trying to get 7.8 billion people vaccinated, and, you know, they say it's over $1,000 per vaccination, so when you add in the doctor, nurse costs, the cost of getting people there, freight on the vaccines and all the rest of it, you know, now, it doesn't sound like much when you say it fast, but $15-20 trillion won't do it. So, you know, if that's the incentive and the main incentive, then that's a sad thing. That as is politics, frankly, if any of this has to do with ousting Trump or making somebody else look bad or political in nature. Well, that's a son of a gun too, because we all know politics is a dirty game, they say. But by God, how low can we get? I don't know. So these things all cause anxiety in so many people. When I left Florida, I'd probably told you on a previous show, it was very strange right there on the Hollywood Boardwalk, beautiful beach, as nice as any in Florida, and it was deserted except for the 6 to 12 police cruisers with lights flashing 24 hours a day up and down to be sure nobody got on the boardwalk or the beach. It was just strange, and it was, you know, I began to feel some anxiety there, and I was busy. I was grateful that I was busy between radio and my work. I wasn't twiddling my thumbs, so it just brought up for me again how much more difficult it could be for others who aren't busy, who aren't working, who have concerns, financial and otherwise. You know, the mental health side of this is not a good prognosis. That you know, we're social creatures. We're not meant to distance or be isolated. It's just not our nature, and so that causes some anxiety, no doubt. Children, my heart's bleeding for kids. I lived for sports when I was a kid. I lived for them in the summertime, boy. You know, some of you will relate to it, no doubt. We were out of that house early in the morning and home when the streetlights came on, or home for supper, and just healthy, playing, exercising, running around, riding our bikes, get the sunshine and the fresh air. Well, kids have been kept in their homes. In Spain, they were kept in their homes for 6 weeks. So this isn't natural, folks. It's not good for us. And, I'm just trying to create awareness that we just need to do our best not to stress. It's not a one-item thing. It's just like good health and good immune health. It's a It's a combination of things, a bit of exercise, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to go and run the mile or the marathon. A nice stroll, a leisurely stroll is so good for us. Keep the blood moving. The Creator gave us legs for a reason and arms. And digging in the garden a little bit, it's all good. We try and eat properly. Just as importantly is to do our best to stay away from the things we know are not good for us, like all the sugars and refined carbs and too much table salt and so forth. Most of us know these things. But this whole business that we're going through now, this very unusual, never before happened in history, I don't believe, where everything is closed and there's nowhere really for folks to go and visiting and families, and it all leads to real potential anxiety and stress. So, you know, we're going to talk briefly about some products today, but really, I'm urging people to just be conscious of it, aware of it, and do your best not to be overstressed. There are two products that the Power Mall has that comes to mind, and one is a great sleep remedy by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer called REM, R-E-M, sleep, and another is Tranquil by the same Dr. Pfeiffer, and Tranquil is for anxiety. I've already tested, I guess, including myself. I'm up to 9 people, and people that I was anxious to get my hands on this for, and they were anxious, and very good results. Just to put it in layman's terms, because it's the only terms I understand, it just kind of turns everything down a notch, the Tranquil formula does. The REM sleep's very effective and has helped 29 out of 30 of my personal test candidates. One fellow I had on the show a while back, a former U.S. Army captain, he hadn't slept right in 25 years since Bosnia. He sleeps like a baby now. It looks good. No black circles under the eyes. So it's a great product, the REM sleep. I've also talked to Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Garko, many doctors and PhDs about this. And there's no question that anxiety and sleep issues are or can be related, and it does make sense. So those are both good formulas, Tranquil and REM sleep. They're 100% natural. There's no harm, and I believe, as Dr. Pfeiffer claimed, they'll have the long-term effects. They won't wear off. So many of the sleep meds I've learned, the natural formulas, and the pharmaceuticals, their effectiveness wears off and folks switch to another one, and then that'll work for a while. Well, I'm quite confident at this point. The Captain Nevins from the U.S. Army, he's now on the REM sleep for, I believe it's 1 year this month, and just working like a top for him. So number to call in, folks, to the show if you have comments or questions, and please do if you would like, is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And if you'd like to order any products, the Power Mall has the finest products. Joyce Riley started it. Daniel and Catherine have continued the tradition. I know these people. They care. They as do most people I've found in the natural health business, but they do want the finest of products. And so if you want any products, more information, or to order anything, you can call on the telephone, toll-free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or go online at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Catherine, Jay, great ladies, very helpful, great products. Good service and just a great organization to support the Power Hour Foundation. I've known the folks there and knew Joyce Riley, of course. I believe I did my first show 19 years ago with Joyce. God bless her wherever she is these days, hopefully still watching over us all. She was just a wonderful, caring lady that will always be missed, I'm sure, by you folks. and by me as well. Never got to meet Joyce, but just had a fine relationship with her over the telephone and doing programs such as this. I haven't, other than on news feed, I haven't watched the network news in a while because I found that it was a source of anxiety for me. Some of the agendas, whatever they are, not re-elect your president, not elect somebody else, these kinds of things are just, they're upsetting to me. I was never a political animal myself, and when it reaches over into our health and well-being, that's what starts my anxiety with it. Everyone can believe what they choose, of course. It's a free country, but when they're trying to sell fear, that's a terrible thing. It's well known and well documented with science that the fear is the one emotion where we are unable to use our common sense properly. We have that either the fight or flight reaction, it's just not a good emotion for us, fear. The other thing is about stress, and I've mentioned this before, I know. I want to repeat it because I think it's so important for people's awareness. Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, you can Google this, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and the topic or the title of the 10-minute video with great graphics is Never Get Sick Again. Never Get Sick Again, Dr. Bruce Lipton. It only takes 10 minutes, folks. Great, great doctor, very respected man, very experienced. Great graphics to show us in pictures what happens to ourselves when we get stressed. There's the music, and I will be back shortly with naturopath Miss Nicole Gardner, and look forward to more with you then.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here again for Daniel Brigman. Thank you for joining us again today. We have now on the line Ms. Nicole Gardner, a naturopath from Canada. Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for being with us. Nicole, I thought we would talk a little bit about immune health and very important today, of course, as not only do we have corona ongoing, but the regular flus and everything right up to these severe cancers that can take us away. And it's really all about, when we say good health, I suppose, you know, at the top of the list would be immune health, wouldn't it, our Defense Department?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our immune health is a great line of defense for us in terms of our biological terrain, our microbiome, setting up our body for success against the, you know, the invaders, but our normal health and healthy body with a good biological terrain can normally deal with these things on an ongoing basis, which normally we do. Our bodies are designed so that, you know, our immune system will kick in and do its job as long as we've, you know, set up our body for success in terms of its biological terrain. And what I mean by that is our environment, everything we put in our body, everything we're surrounding our body with, whether it's our land, our home environment, so many things and so many factors go along to add up to a healthy biological terrain. It's not just our microbiome, but of course our microbiome is a big part of it.
Well, you bet. And, you know, the importance, as you say, it's not a one item thing. It's, you know, it's a combination really of things that are required for good health. And of course, one of the toughest parts of the combination these days, Nicole, is to eat good, nourishing food with all the genetically modified organisms and foods that either are or contain GMOs. Jim Strauss, who you also have known back 20 years ago, he said that it was one of the great main causes of cancer, chemicals and genetically modified foods, because they nature cannot be duplicated, Nicole, and nature doesn't duplicate itself. That's where the strength of the biodiversity comes from.
And so
these same as foods that look like, you know, grandma's garden used to have tomatoes of all shapes and sizes. Some of these today, for example, look like they came out of a stamping machine. You know, they're identical. Do you agree with that? That Jim always said it's the missing enzymes, because we cannot duplicate nature, and nature has everything in perfect proportion. I believe that.
I do, yes.
That's a major part. Enzymes are building blocks, really, Nicole?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to. I mean, we shouldn't even compete with nature.
That's right.
There's
not even a
sense of competing with nature. Nature, in its essence, is perfect. You know, the human being sometimes looks at a virus as the enemy or a bacteria as the enemy, and it's really not. It's part of who we are. Our body was designed to recognize the good, the bad, have a balance of both at all times in our systems. And we do. We actually do. When we have a healthy body and we have a healthy environment that feeds that body, right from our water to our foods to our, even our stress levels can create an environment that's not conducive to good health. So if we have that in place, and I know it's hard to do so these days, but, going back to what you said back in the day, like grandma's garden, if we could just picture grandma's garden way back in the day, before the glyphosates, like before all of the Roundups and different things that were introduced in such a prevalent amount, and keep that in mind. Just keep the nature, the natural selection in mind, and eat that from nature, because it's perfect. All the enzymes are there, and it's in synergy. And that's the thing that we're missing when we try to duplicate nature, is the synergy. The synergy we'll never be able to duplicate it, because it's an energetic synergy. And
right.
To my knowledge at this point, I think nature does it best, and I don't think we could ever replicate that.
No, I'm with you 100% there, and of course Jim Strauss, it was really the basis of his theories was nature and how our body works and how nature works. And you know, I always remember Jim saying things like, "Well, why do you think lightning hits forests and makes forest fires?" And I'd say, "Well, I don't know. Seems like a waste of lumber and, you know, carnage to me." He said, "No, you're wrong. Nature does it because we need it. We need the smoke, that kind of smoke. We need the ash. And it's all part of nature and how things work, re-enrich the soil and so forth. Now, that's
absolutely
not forest fires that we start, Nicole. That's nature's
forest
fires.
Well, the natural
fires,
ones,
right?
Yes. Unfortunately, we're not contained to just what natural selection does. We've interfered a little too much.
A lot too much.
Absolutely. And this is where we have to get back to grandma's garden, and I'm going to keep going back to that. And the way that everybody respected, like a lot of the farming community, which is where I come from, and generations of it, we go way, way, way back, and there were no pesticides as such, and they knew exactly innately what to do to keep a good crop, right?
Well,
today's
GMO.
Kind of picture that and go back to the synergy of that and remind ourselves of that we didn't have to have all this chemical interference to
well,
make
remember
it work.
When, let's think back to the days before chemical fertilizers were created, Nicole. do you think tomatoes and rutabagas and kale and lettuce and spinach and peppers and every other thing didn't grow because we didn't have chemical fertilizers put on them? Of course they grew, and they grew well and naturally, and
they tasted
plants,
great.
Yeah, and these plants, they tasted wonderful. And these plants, they got their nutrition and minerals and so forth from the soil.
Absolutely.
Once we started depleting that soil for not leaving fields in fallow, I think they called it, every 4 or 5 years, because there was no money in that. The modern way wasn't, no, you're leaving 20% of the money on the table. Can't do that. Farmers had to start planting every year and not let their fields rejuvenate. And so if it's not in the soil, Nicole, it can't be in the food. And these GMO crops are so weak themselves, and seedless fruits and vegetables that cannot reproduce themselves. It takes a seed to reproduce anything. They have very weak immune systems or no immune system, and hence the insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, chemical fertilizers, weed killers, all the things we never had before man-made chemicals were created. And, of course, I'm sure you agree, Nicole, that our bodies don't have the equipment to deal with man-made chemicals, and so hence all the carnage to areas of our body, like our liver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was a cascade effect. Instead of looking at a solution that was more natural, it was a very aggressive, aggressive solution. It wasn't a solution. It was just a cascade of events after that. It created a bigger problem. And then we had to, solve that, band-aid that. And it seems to be the mentality of the human race that I fall victim to it too. Don't get me wrong. I fall victim to it too, but then I have to reassess and say, listen, I understand how the body works. I understand how nature works, and nature cannot. I mean, it blows my mind. I can't even grasp the intelligence of nature as it is. But when we look back, we step back and take our human self out of that equation and say, listen, we're no more chemicals. That's really not in alignment with our bodies and how, nature and how we were created. So if we could step back and look at this and have maybe a different angle, like plants, of course, I believe in plants being healing and homeopathy and of course, the whole holistic lifestyle as much as we possibly can in this day and age. Spiritual health as well. I mean, keeping down the stress also helps with your pH alkalinity as well. So it's all-encompassing, and if we can look at an all-encompassing instead of one problem, like, okay, there's a weed in my garden and I need to obliterate it. We have to look at the whole synergy of equation, and I don't think we've done that.
That's a good point. Good point, Nicole. I listened to an expert last night that talked about, how we set things out of order, even killing the weeds, because they have this ability to, they're all part of the whole scheme. And, dandelions are pretty yellow as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking at
Me
my
too.
Lawn full of them right now.
I love them.
They are pretty colorful and attractive. But, all of these chemicals, my goodness, it doesn't even make common sense. And you're right, where we really started the wrong left turn was when humans at some point thought that we could do better than nature. And Jim Strauss, in fact, our great mentor, he stopped, or not necessarily stopped. He would always make formulas for people. You could go to his door in the old days and he would make you up something that you needed. But he thought, that when the aspirin came out, I think he told me it was in the 50s, and Jim was an electrical engineer by trade. He said, they've found another way. Didn't really understand that it was all chemical drugs. They just came out with these new pills, and then there was a couple of others. And he ran Saskatchewan Hydro for a number of years as an electrical engineer. And then, paying attention and watching and seeing that, wait a minute here, So these chemical drugs, of course, aren't curing or fixing anyone. And he was quite confused about it all, really. Like, what was the point here? And that's when, I don't know, 40-odd years ago, they went into formal business. They weren't just medicine men any longer. They went into formal business and then, of course, created the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops for Jim. But, you know, and I just, you can, I know you agree, but this whole business that our bodies know what to do with natural substances, Nicole. We can't overdose and harm ourselves with broccoli, or with rutabagas or sweet potatoes or anything natural. If we eat too much, we might get rid of it. We might have to go to the bathroom extra, but nobody's going mm-hmm. to die and or become very ill. That's certainly not the case with chemicals or chemical drugs, is it? The warnings are all there in the manufacturer's defense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the minute we ingest the wonderful natural foods, our body is celebrating, to be honest. It's celebrating. It's bioavailable. It recognizes it right away. There's receptors that just, you know, will uptake it. It's just, it's craving it. The minute our body sees something that's not as natural, let's say like a pharmaceutical drug, it's like it's forcing the body to do something that it's not naturally inclined to do. It's like, okay, you know, I recognize this. This is what I have to do. And there's always repercussions to that. Anytime it's not in alignment with what our body recognizes, there's always side effects, if you will.
Farming.
It's a cascade of, it can be a cascade effect, right? Like there's a side effect and you're like, oh my gosh, now I have headaches from this medication. Now I have to take Advil. Well, that's kind of the mentality that I would love for us to get away from as a human race. I would love for us to kind of look at our ancestors and say, well, you know, they dealt with all of this.
We have a
wonderful system that helps us in a crisis. I 100% agree. But if we could just take some of the pharmaceutical overload off of our body and only the necessity things that we absolutely, like in surgery, we need certain things. And, you know, with Western medicine, we absolutely have a time and a place for everything. But on a daily basis, if we could get back to a little back of like the grassroots type of mentality through our daily practice, I think our bodies would thank us.
Well, I'll tell you, Nicole, I was an athlete. I broke a lot of bones in my life. If you count the same ones, I think it's 38 in total. I broke some of the same ribs twice. I have three floating ribs, cracked my sternum twice. I think broke all my fingers at one time or another. Each ankle three times, metatarsal bones in my feet, things
wow.
like that. And, you know what I've taken for 23 years? I broke when I was 50 years old, being an idiot, playing football on the cement with some good old boys. I broke my left arm. I'm left-handed, too. Broke my left arm, the two bones, in two places. I sheared them through near the wrist and up, four or five inches from the elbow. And it just blew the surgeon's mind at Niagara Falls Hospital. I said, you know, And so he's telling me what he wanted to do, and I got to admit, I was scared to death. I was freaking out really inside when it was pins and a screw and a pin and a plate and so forth. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the metal business, but I don't want to be part metal. And the surgery scares me. Putting me to sleep, all of that. I just as soon not have. And so I said to him, well, Doc, I really just came for the information, and hopefully you'll put this in some kind of cast. And he looked at me, and I said, because I have some stuff. I have an old formula from Strauss called Bone and Joint, and I'm going to try it. And he looked at me, Nicole, like I was crazy. And, he truly did. And I imagine, you know, with his training, he honestly believed I was crazy. And I said, well, no, Doc. I said, I have one question, though. If my way doesn't work and I need this repair that you've proposed, could I still have it? And he said, well, sure, as long as you didn't damage yourself worse. in the meantime. And I said, but that could happen even after your way of dealing with this, Doc. And he said, well, yeah, it could. He had quite a, you know, he was kind of ticked off with me from that moment on. And so took the x-ray, showed me the breaks, all this stuff, put me in this little part cast. It was like a half cast. And I said, okay, Doc, so can I come back? And he said, you got to come back, he said. I want you back here in a month. We're going to x-ray this again and then likely have to do what we had to do in the first place. And I said, well, I hope not, Doc, but okay, I'll surely be back in a month. He said, I'm going to tell you something, Wayne. One way or another, you're going to have bone scars and you're going to have arthritis. I said, well, then I guess I got nothing to lose, Doc. I said, the bone scars, I'll never know it because I can't see inside of my bones. The arthritis, well, I hope I don't. I've already got it in a few other places. But anyway, if I'm going to have it either way, so anyway, I left, and he must have thought he'd just met the idiot of the world. And I went back in a month, Nicole, and they x-rayed me first, of course, and I'm sitting in the little exam room, and the nurse puts the picture up on the lit screen there, the x-ray, and I can't read x-rays, so I'm just waiting for the doc, the surgeon, to come in. He came in, gave me a pretty quick hello, like not a best friend hello. And then he looked over at the picture screen, the lit screen, and he said, still looking at the picture, he said, my God, you're healing. And I said, wow, that good news, Doc. Oh, boy, you just made my day. He said, I can't believe it. And I said, well, I'm just grateful for it. I can tell you that. He said, you know something, Wayne? I'm inclined to put you to start you on physio soon. I said, well, Doc, I want to talk to you about that, too. Since I broke my arm, I've been running this guillotine shear in one of our scrap yards, and it is a bugger. I got to climb down into the charging box about 20 times a day, and it's a heck of a thing trying to get out with one arm. I said, can I hurt myself worse like this? And he said, no, you'd never stand the pain of putting pressure on to the point where you'd injure yourself. You'd never take the pain.
Oh,
I said, well, good.
Wow.
I said, that's great, because that's what I've been doing. So he, in a frustrated tone, he said, well, I guess you don't need me for anything then. And I said, well, I do. I needed you to tell me all this, Doc, so don't feel bad. And you know what, Nicole? 16 years later, no arthritis in my left arm. So,
awesome.
And I don't know what would have happened with those metal parts, but I'm just so grateful for that, you know. And one thing I've noticed, and I hear from people that visit doctors often, and of course my dear old buddy Joe, that you know, they do tests on clinical studies on drugs, and you must have a clean body to be a test candidate. You cannot be on any drug. And when they test you in these studies, they do one drug at a time, okay? Now, as Jim Strauss used to say, when you get on 3, 5, 7, or like my friend Joe, 13 pharmaceuticals, Jim used to say, they don't know what each other are doing in your body. Nobody knows the effect of them all together because it was never tested or studied. And so, you know, you wonder how that came to be, you know, the sort of a rigged game in the first place with the studies. And then it's kitty bar the door. You might be on, Joe was on 13 drugs. My old teammate was on 13 drugs. And he went to his doctor and he came home one day. He was living with me then. He was right at death's door when he moved in with me. And he came home, was driving again and everything. And he said, geez, Wayne, and Joe was lazy. He would not read. And he said, Wayne, you got that pill book. Would you check these three new pills the doctor gave me? I said, three more, Joe, 16 drugs? He said, well, this is what he says. He said, could you check and make sure they're okay for me to take with the other ones? Well, it was a lucky day for Joe, Nicole, because two of the three contraindicated with two of the others Joe had already been taken. And when I showed him that in black and white, that convinced him that, okay, you know, let's go the full natural route. And it took a year. We weaned him off some of those heavy drugs, the heart and blood pressure ones. Joe was a new man, lost 160 pounds, he ran our railroad yard for years and climbing cars and all the rest of it. And enlarged heart gone, tumor on his kidney gone, sleep apnea gone, clogged arteries gone, diabetes. He wasn't diabetic anymore. He tested his blood every day. And after about 6 months, when he was 5.5 every day, he just there was no diabetes medicine. He grew hair back on his legs. The five black toes were normal color again. I mean, this boy had everything wrong with him. And this miraculous return to health. But what I was going to say is that Western medicine these days seem to treat one thing at a time, but as though they don't connect with everything else. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, and that's exactly. The body is intelligent. It's extremely intelligent, but it's intelligent for the fuel that it's supposed to be fed. And anytime we put in something that's not recognizable as a natural part of the makeup of the body. So let's go back to like just revamping ourselves. Like let's say rebuilding ourselves because our cells will rebuild and regenerate. So what are the ingredients that our cells are made of to regenerate a healthy body again?
Nicole. We're going to have to take a break, but thanks for joining us. We're going to have you on another time. We appreciate your time, Nicole. Thank you very much. We'll
You're
be
welcome.
Back, folks,
Thank
after
you.
These messages.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.